she was there with her teenage daughter, so she's really struggling this week. So, you know, we all came together. It was just a whirlwind of emotion. I kind of tucked it yesterday and on the verge of tears. Just really grateful, and the show of support, you know, the people of Boston really did pull together and were very kind. We were on lockdown in our hotel. At one point they thought there was a bomb in between my hotel and my friend's hotel. So we had SWAT and German Shepherd dogs, and you know, it was frightening.
Yeah.
You know, my mom was going nuts at home with the kids.
With the kids.
Just scared.
And she was trying to keep it from the kids. Do they know very much about anything?
They know. They've seen the news. Yeah, she and my mother-in-law had the news on, which... But Ava doesn't really... I don't think she...
And is Connor doing okay?
He's fine. Yeah. He's glad they caught the bad guy. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, it's so good to just see you.
Thank you.
So we've all been thinking about you a lot, and everyone else there. I think it's good for us to remember this continues, you know, because that's trauma, and you're a therapist, so you understand all that. This is trauma that doesn't go away, even if you're safe physically. It's very real.
Heavy hearts,
yeah. So I think that's, thank you so much, because I didn't ask you ahead of time if you'd speak. And her Ava is contentment and happiness.
Yes.
Her what is it? What is the Pali word? Ama.
Uh-huh.
Ama.
Mm-hmm.
Ama. And Connor is compassion. So those are their Buddhist names, and they fit so well for both of them. So they will be able to handle it. But it's too bad they had to leave. There was that fear. So we're still dealing with things in this country, right? A real loving person I know, my niece's husband, they live in Houston, and he's a good Texas boy, and he's a wonderful father, and he's a wonderful man, and he's very compassionate. And he had on his Facebook page that he shared a picture of this, almost like a small child, laying on the ground, very thin, you know, obviously handcuffed, and you couldn't see the head, but he just had this caption under it, "Got him." And that just tore me up this morning. I thought, that's a person I love putting that out on their Facebook page. What have we got? We caught a young man terrified, confused, probably feeling like there's absolute despair, absolute desolation, and there's no joy in that. And there's it's wonderful that there weren't more people killed in the capturing of them. So we really have to see every moment, at all times, that we need to be sending loving kindness to everyone. There's no difference in that young, I saw that young man, just as thin and pale, and it was heartbreaking. That was the only picture I've seen, but that would be my son, any of your children. It would be, it's our child there. And we have to send loving kindness. We have to understand that there's no difference between him and all the rest of us. We send loving kindness to all the victims and everyone affected. And it struck me too, I thought, there won't be a picture of maybe some industrialist or the owner of the factory in West Texas. There won't be a picture of some fat cat with his arms behind his back saying, "Got him." And how many people have been killed in West Texas because of a very dangerous situation that was allowed to be completely unregulated. So there is no fairness in the world. And so we have to remember to be sending loving kindness to ourselves, first of all, we need it, and then to all of the world. We can never lose sight of that. Hi. Did you have a little class today?
We did.
Well, can you guys come up here? We need you to tell us about your class.
I just want to.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Connor. Hi.
This is a small little bunch today. That's okay.
What's your name?
Valeria. This is Connor, Ava, and Valeria. And I think we would like to tell you what we did today. Who would like to start? We did a lot. Valeria.
We read a book about chrysanthemum.
Okay, Connor, what was the book about?
It was about a mouse that went to school. Her name was Chrysanthemum, and Victoria, Joe, and Rita, made fun of her, and Victoria said, "You don't even look like a flower. Let's pick her and smell her."
Very mean words, and they're making fun of her name, right? Because it was so long. Ava.
And they said, they make fun of her, saying, "You're a flower, you're a flower.
You mean that you're a flower."
Right. Hilarious.
They also said if their name was Chrysanthemum, they would change it.
Right. Not nice words. So what did you learn from that book?
That you should never, be mean to anyone.
Not even someone who's mean to you. We always use kind words, right? And we did a little activity to show how that mean words can never be taken away. People will always remember.
Like toothpaste.
Yeah, we need
toothpaste. Yeah, toothpaste.
So then in memory of Chrysanthemum and her beautiful flower name, we planted some chrysanthemum.
Cool.
So, we're trying to walk carefully with them. So, okay. All right.
That's good practice.
And if there are any other parents in here, on the 4th we will be having our soccer day practice. So please come, as well as possibly who the youth will be coming as well. We'll be practicing a song for the big day. Okay? Good job, guys.
They did the same lesson.
I was just going to say, great tie-in.
Yeah. You did the same lesson we talked about up here. You guys are great. We didn't even plan that, did we?
Perfect.
So thank you. That was extra special. Okay, does anybody have a comment they want to make before we go on to announcements? Uh-huh.
I was obviously upset about what happened this week, but I just keep on thinking to myself that we have all these young men who have all these anger issues, and now they're taking it out on innocent human beings. I mean, you think about the shooting in Connecticut and the shooting out of the movie theater in Denver. It's frustrating. How do you teach the loving kindness to these people? They don't have access to it, or they haven't had access to it, or they won't allow themselves to. They haven't been loved, obviously, or something. What's the solution to this?
Well, you know, the Dalai Lama says if we teach loving kindness to small children, that's the solution. Then if we approach it with that entire generation of young people, then we're planting seeds that can change the world. Caitlin?
That was one of my biggest motivations to make sure I was accessible to do the Buddha Kids program, because I'm a teacher, but there's only so much you can do in a classroom with all the things you have to get done and the tests you have to succeed. So I really wanted to make sure that I could reach out to these little guys and try and do something. Because that's exactly right. How do we prevent all this? We start at the beginning.
At the very beginning.
Plant those seeds, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. How perfect. And it has to be done. We have to give of our time to do it. Because hatred is sown by, you know, when a lot of these angry young men, someone spent a great deal of time sowing the seeds of hatred in them, or fear, or, you know, someone paid a lot of attention to them to make sure they were well trained in that. Or they wouldn't, you know, or people aren't willing to wrap bombs around themselves. You think about the hours and the long patient trainings a lot of young men have been given. Someone showed them how to use the weapons they use, and it's so we have to plant some other seeds earlier. It's certainly not just young men. I mean, but I understand your point. Then of course we turn around and then we send those same young men off to war, allowing them to be just fodder. We're allowing them. So I'd be pretty angry if I was a young man. And I grew up when young men, you know, my age were all being drafted. There was no choice. So we have a lot of very wounded adult men because of having to go to war. So we have to start, and we have to all accept personal responsibility, I think. If we, like Caitlin said, she made it a commitment, a priority in her life, to be a volunteer for Buddha Kids. And it's not easy. Now today, she just had the cream of the crop, you know, and she had a very small class. But I've been down there with her, it's not easy. And I was a teacher and I'm a mom, and it's kind of scary being with 6 or 7 of them. So it's a big commitment, and they plan, and they, you know, they really think about what they're going to do. And you saw last week all the kids Marty had with to make those beautiful candles. I mean, that was a lot of work. She had to learn how to do it, and it was a whole week of work. So a lot of what is called upon is for us to make the time to be there for those young people. So, yeah, David.
I just wanted to say, I think to respond to Jason and taking into account what Caitlin's talking about is Bhante Sujata often says the saying, let it begin with me. Mm-hmm. And I just think that's really important. Like, that's, instead of thinking about how we can change someone else, if we start with ourselves and do something like she's doing with Buddha Kids.
Right. And that's why generosity is like the number one thing the Buddha talked about, the number one quality. Because I think it's talking about the generosity of our time. You know, we're working on our own. We feel like we have an understanding of what's needed. So we develop it for ourselves, and then we give of our time to make it available to other people. Uh-huh.
I just wanted to comment, too, that I think it's worthwhile to also for all the citizens to pay attention to the government and the politicians, and are they doing things that are in accord with what we're talking to
right.
today? Because if we just sit back and not do anything, then special interest groups will make sure that they do what they want.
Right, and that's what we've seen this week. It's just been one thing after another to have heavy hearts. So that's true. That's all of that stuff. I mean, it's a lot. It's a lot. There's a lot to do. So we all need to do what we can. But we always have to begin with our own practice, because we can't do anything out of anger if we want it to be truly effective and truly lasting. We cannot be. We have to be that peace that we want. You know, we cannot do it out of out of anger. It doesn't work. It's a very short-term solution.
And in that breath, I don't think, I think it's important we not take a moment of despair and turn that into a loss of heart. There is beauty and greatness, and it is just not advertised, but it is there. And if we keep our heart and spirit, do what we can do to voice that act of love and that spirit of love, I believe that the brutality of humanity and the brutality of existence is far outweighed with the love and beauty that is there for us to see, is there for us to nurture, but we can't let the moment make us lose heart.
Thank you. That's a very wonderful, that's so absolutely critical. Thank you very much for bringing that up. The sunshine today is kind of a good example, right? We've had a really dreary week, but we have to remember this sunshine. So thank you so much. Thank you. Oh, sure, go ahead.
I work in community mental health in McHenry, and I work with some parolees and probation and mental health, and then other people too. And one of the biggest barriers with being that is underneath that is usually fear, grief, and a lot of shame. Instead of guilt, it's they're full of shame.
Full of shame, yeah.
Sometimes just giving them a voice can shortcut action. Mm-hmm. Being able to be listened to without judgment, which is by John the Buddhism, which is listening without judging, which is not always easy.
Right.
But that's an important part, is to remember the people not only with the anger, but the shame and the guilt, to help them get past that so they can make different choices.
Yeah, thank you very much.